And so when you apply this, say, to medicine, and you get a medical specialist who knows all about the heart and nothing about the lungs, he starts interfering with the human body as if it were an automobile with replaceable parts. He says, well, we'll take this out. Just have to do a little mechanical work, get a wrench and a screwdriver and so on, only the surgical equivalents, and we'll take this out. So there's a tumor, and we take it out. All right, if he's not terribly careful, a metastatic consequence follows, that some of the cancerous cells will go into the bloodstream through the cutting, and the cancer will spread all over the body. Or if you start fiddling around with people's glands and give them certain medicines to stimulate this gland or to cool its operation in some way, you upset a balance which runs through the whole physical system. Exactly the same thing happens when you use DDT on mosquitoes. Well, it kills the birds. And the birds were eating the mosquitoes anyway. And so were the spiders. And you kill the spiders along with the mosquitoes, or the fleas. And we find, in other words, that the natural universe is a very intricate system of balances, which cannot really be split. Now, let's take the bees and the flowers. In a world of no bees, there's no flowers. In a world of no flowers, no bees. Because bees and flowers are aspects of the same organism or organization. They go together. So I invent the word goes with to indicate organic relationships. And we as human beings, obviously, we go with an enormous cosmos of geological, botanical, and zoological events. And we are entirely dependent on them. And we cannot treat them as really and truly separate species. The bees are as much a part of us as they are part of the flowers, because we need vegetables, and we can't have those without bees or other insects. So what we've got is a universe that all hangs together, and where each so-called part of it implies all the other parts. Let's take what we call holography. This is a method of visual reproduction that employs laser beams. Now, you can cut a small piece out of a photographic negative, just a tiny little square. And by holographic method, you can reconstruct from that little piece the rest of the negative. It will be pretty clear in the middle place where you've taken out the tiny square, and then vaguer towards the edges. But it's all implied in that little square. Now, of course, a photographic negative is a crystal. It's a structure of crystals. And the way the crystals are formed in that tiny piece depends on its original environment, on the whole negative. See that? You, the way you are, depends on or goes with your cultural, social, and biophysical environment. So there is really and truly no way of separating out independent things. And this is difficult for people to understand because of our method of motion. A plant is understandable as something growing out of the earth because it's rooted. But human beings wander about on legs. We don't seem so stuck to things as plants do. And therefore we have delusions of separation. But what about the seed that comes from the plant? It's fascinating how plants have different methods of seeding themselves.